The Anglican Church has cleared the way for women to be ordained as bishops in Australia. The Church's highest legal authority has ruled in a majority decision that there's nothing to stop the Anglican Church's constitution. There's nothing in the Anglican Church's constitution to stop the move. Archbishop Philip Aspinall made the announcement in Brisbane this morning, and while he said he welcomed the decision, he acknowledged that some parts of the Church would find it distressing. But one member of the Church in particular is exhilarated by the decision, and that's Dr. Muriel Porter, who's long fought for the ordination of women bishops. She's been speaking to reporter Nicole Butler.
Dr. Porter, you put this proposal forward. How did it all happen?
I'm a member of the General Synod, which is the Church's national parliament, and in the National Church's constitution, there is the provision for members of General Synod to pose questions about the constitution to the tribunal. You need to have a minimum of 25. So I organised 28 people on General Synod to ask a question to the tribunal. Is there anything in the constitution that prevents a woman priest becoming a woman bishop, now that you can have women priests? And so I organised that question to the tribunal back in April 2005, for which we finally got the answer today.
Why has it taken so long then for this decision to be made?
Well, it has been a long time. It's one of the longest decision-making processes I think the tribunal's had. But we mustn't forget that they're doing this as a sort of, their spare time. There were two archbishops and a diocesan bishop on the tribunal, and the four lawyers there, three of them are Supreme Court judges. But those men are all very, very busy, so I'm not surprised it's taken them so long.
How did they come to this decision? Did they have to change rules? Were there loopholes? How did it actually come about?
Well, we just needed a careful looking at. Sometimes this is what happens, that a constitution needs to be carefully looked at to see what something actually means. And what happened was that back in 1995, there was a change to the constitution that defined very clearly what was needed to be a bishop. And that change said that a bishop needed to be a person who was at least 30, baptised and in priest's orders. Our argument was, in that circumstance, in 1995, persons certainly included women. The counter-argument that was put by the Diocese of Sydney to our submissions was that person in that context actually meant men. I think the Church would have looked pretty foolish if it said that in 1995 or in 2007 the word person only meant men. Thankfully, the tribunal has decided that that change to the canonical fitness, as it's called, of a bishop allows a woman to be a bishop. It means women are at last recognised as fully human, fully equal in the constitution of the Anglican Church of Australia.
So the Sydney diocese has been opposed to women being involved in the hierarchy of the church for some time. They don't allow women priests there. Are you expecting there'll be much opposition to the idea of women bishops?
Yes, they have led the opposition when we've tried to do this a different way through the General Synod in 2004 and in 2001. I would expect they will voice their concerns and their opposition quite loudly. But the truth is, of the 23 dioceses in this country, there are only five that would be opposed to women as bishops, and not all of those opposed to women as priests, actually. So it's really, on a day-to-day basis, not going to affect the Diocese of Sydney, and I just would pray and hope they will quietly wish us well.
That's Dr. Muriel Porter, ending that report by Nicole Butler.